Under the cover of the war with Iran, Israel is quite openly putting into practice and accelerating its agenda to take over more land and to destroy everything in its path and to expel everyone in that path as well. And I think what we've seen is that the Israeli government lashed out, dropping dozens of explosive weapons with wide area effects in the heart of Beirut and other parts of Lebanon. According to first responders on the ground, over 300 people have been killed, including many, many civilians. This reflects Israel's practice in Lebanon and, of course, in Palestine and across the region of indiscriminate airstrikes, targeting of civilian infrastructure. We've seen the Israeli government in Lebanon already engage in a campaign that has deliberately targeted civilian infrastructure that has led to the displacement of hundreds of thousands of citizens in Lebanon, that has led to the destruction of large parts of communities on, near the border with Israel, as well as parts of Beirut. So, the strikes that have taken place this week certainly have, been dramatic and deadly. But at the same time, it's a continuation of not only what we've seen since the war with Iran began, but really what we've seen over the last several years. I mean, since October 2023, and of course, even that has its precedent in Israel's prior actions in Lebanon.
You mentioned Israel's actions against Palestinians in Gaza. We've actually heard from Ben-Gvir, Israel Katz, that they want to use what they've described as the quote Gaza model in Lebanon. I want to get your response to that statement.
Sure. I mean, look, the Gaza model, in essence, has become more and more of a model, not only in Lebanon, but in Iran and elsewhere. When I read that, I see the strategy that Israel took part in, especially throughout Gaza, which was to essentially take over area, raze everything to the ground, displace the population, and bar them from returning. And of course, they've not only used the Gaza model in Gaza, but it was being used in parts of the West Bank. We've seen three major refugee camps in the West Bank, Jenin, Nur Shems, Tulkarm, follow the same model. And at the time, again, leading Israeli government ministers made the analogy to Gaza, and now we're seeing it in Lebanon. So to me, that model could mean many things, but I think here they're specifically talking about taking the area up to the Litani River, which is, 20, 30 kilometers north of the border with Israel, taking over that entire strip of land, which, they're already there on the ground, kick out the population, many have already been displaced, and destroy all the villages and towns in that area and bar people from returning. And they've already been doing all of those things. We've seen forced displacement of hundreds of thousands. Israel has said that they will not be permitted to return anytime soon. And we're seeing, massive destruction of civilian infrastructure in many parts of these towns. It's a deeply illegal campaign that involves war crimes, crimes against humanity, acts of genocide, and it's a failed strategy. And it's one that they failed on in Palestine and across the region.
There was a lot of back and forth yesterday about what was included in, the so-called ceasefire. However, Pakistan, who brokered the truce, said that Lebanon was absolutely included. We're hearing from journalists asking questions and analysts, they believe that Netanyahu deliberately is trying to dismantle the ceasefire. Do you agree with that characterization?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a lot of focus on whether Lebanon is or isn't. It's important, right? Obviously, but at the same time, let's underscore that ceasefire or not, you're never allowed to deliberately target civilians or civilian infrastructure. There is no during war or in ceasefire. There's never a justification for unlawful airstrikes, right? Indiscriminate airstrikes. And so, I think it's easy to lose sight of the scale of these strikes. I mean, we're talking about dozens of bombs that killed. According to reports, more than 300 people. That is a massive, massive scale of human carnage. And whether there was a ceasefire, whether Lebanon was or wasn't, we, unfortunately, given the nature of how these negotiations are ongoing, it's we don't have a lot of details in the public that indisputable facts, and it's a distraction, frankly, from the ongoing unlawful conduct. And when it comes to Netanyahu, we don't need to speculate about his intentions. Him and his government have been very clear. about their intent, as we've discussed, right, to implement the Gaza playbook, to raise entire areas, to take control of their land, and so they've signed, just as they did in Gaza, they've signposted their intent to commit war crimes and crimes against humanity. And it's very clear, and we saw it again over the course of many months in Palestine, where in Gaza and across Palestine, where the Israeli government did not want to end their hostilities. They wanted to continue with the campaign because their objectives were fundamentally about destroying the Palestinian people in whole or in part. In Lebanon, their objectives, again, have been clearly telegraphed. They want to take over more land. They want to, raise everything in their path and expel everybody in their path. And so, regardless of whether or not Lebanon was or wasn't in the deal, that's all, and regardless of whatever specific political calculus Netanyahu might have, the intent is clear and the policy is clear. What's not been as clear is the resolve of the international community to take concrete action, sanctions, arms embargo, etc., to stop this sort of wanton crimes from taking place.